beyond and able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think. How many would anticipate that you would see the name of Jesus declared at the UN General Assembly? What a fantastic thing. God is able to do what man cannot accomplish on his own. And there's a framework for what we're going to be discussing and talking about this morning. The framework for every challenge that we face in our lives and every challenge that we face in our nation is to understand that God is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think. The name of Jesus is to be lifted up, and we're here to do that. How many love Jesus here this morning? And he says if we'll lift him up, he will draw all men and women to himself. And you stop and you say, but there's such a big job. How can we accomplish it? Because he is able. Someone say amen. When you take a look at the ISIS and the tragedies that are taking place around the world, some might say, how can it be handled? How can it be done? It's too big. Someone say with me, he is able. God is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think. As we face issues, however, we must face them head on. We must face reality for what it is. And only then can we see the need and hit our knees. How many believe that we ought to pray like our very life depends on it? Come on, how many believe we ought to pray like our very life depends on it? And church, it does. We're going to change what we're doing in pre-service prayer, just like we did this morning. We're going to take those 15 minutes and ask you to come forward. Whoever wants to come forward and join with us, and it's not a closed circle up here, but we believe in preparing our hearts for the presence of God. We believe in preparing our hearts for what God is going to do, because our gathering is no accidental gathering, but God is up to something great, and we want to be involved. Amen? So we prepare our hearts. So I invite you to join me. I'm only going to take a few minutes for what I'm going to be accomplishing here today in a message. But all of this together is the message. God can intervene and change the course of human history. The king in the story of Esther is awakened in the middle of the night. And he recalls that someone helped save his life. The man's name was Mordecai. But nothing had been done to honor the man, and he was burdened and asked his favorite servant to tell him what had been done and to declare what should be done. And his favorite servant, full of pride, dedicated to the destruction of the Jews in Persia, declared what should be done, thinking he was speaking about himself. And the king said, so you should go and do this for Mordecai. And the Lord brought down the enemy and raised up the salvation for the Jews in that country. A Pharaoh has a dream about 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And he brings an innocent Joseph, wrongly accused, wrongly imprisoned, out of prison to come and interpret his dream. And all of human history is changed because God can do above and beyond all that we ask or think. How many know Joseph wasn't sitting in a cell in prison thinking, well, today I'm going to get out, interpret a dream, and I'm going to be on top in Egypt. How many know he probably wasn't thinking that morning? But God did it. Our Supreme Court hears the arguments for marriage between one man and one woman, the Defense of Marriage Act, and whether or not homosexuals should be granted the privilege of marriage. Church, God can intervene. Here in this place, we love everybody. Everybody. But that doesn't mean everyone's lifestyle chosen is fine before the Lord. We in love are called to speak the truth in love. I can tell you as a congregation, we are not standing, we stand for truth, but we're not standing with the strident ones who want to beat people's heads in. That's not where we stand. But we will stand for what the Word of God says. We need to pray like our very nation's life depends on it. You know, the outcome of what occurs, arguments on Tuesday and decisions by June, the outcome doesn't impact our salvation. The outcome will impact our nation and our liberty and freedom to declare the Word of God freely and unfettered for generations to come. Pray, church, pray. 800 people were worshiping in a church in Kathmandu, India. They were at church worshiping. The earthquake hit just yesterday. All 800 people lived. Not a one of them died. But every one of their homes was destroyed. Every one of them. Had they not come to church to worship Jesus, who knows where they might be? So in closing, make sure you come to church every Sunday. I just couldn't avoid that. You know, I could. As a preacher, that's a preachable moment, right? So you better be in church, y'all. But look what God can do. Look what God can do. Above and beyond all that we can ask or think. Now, we want to keep praying for these people. My heart breaks for these suffering people, Christian or not. I believe the heart of God extends. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, Jesus. The first video shows us that God can do anything. I'm going to show another video now that shows us a need, but believe God can still do anything.